You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, your on-air guide to better selling. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Who doesn't love a high-flying auction for a rare or unusual item? Here now to tell us about some of the rare items that have recently sold on eBay and some updates to his website is James Massey, who's back with us. He publishes the whatsellsbest.com. James, have there been any changes to your site that some of our sellers might find interesting?
We've actually began tracking worldwide news pretty extensively now. So we're actually tracking really rare items that often sell for, you know, $1 million, sometimes tens of millions of dollars around the world. It's just, these are the rarest of the rare items out there, and we're tracking them worldwide right now.
And that website, in case you want to visit it while we're talking to James, is whatsellsbest.com.
What are some ways that sellers might benefit from these changes, James?
I see a huge opportunity for consignment sellers, especially. People love stories about found treasures, you know, and really rare items that sell for huge amounts of money. And what a consignment seller can do, if they're building up a community on Facebook or Twitter, or they've got an email list, is they can, like, share these stories with their clients and get them excited about checking their attics, get them excited about checking their basements for rare items, and offer, you know, every time you send out a story like this, offer a free valuation for people to bring things in and check them out for value. It's just a great way to get a flow of items coming into your business. You know, that's actually what, if you look at the top auction houses in the world, that's their basic, that's their business model. They share news about really rare items that have sold, and then they offer free valuations to get people to bring items in. So there's no reason that you can't do this in your own community. I mean, if you really look, your average eBay seller probably knows 99% more than anyone else in their area about looking up the item, an item's value. So there's no reason to, like, not share that with your community and share it with the people around you and offer it as a, like, a free service to generate business.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at one of the things on your site. You know, in radio, we call the control board the console, right, Griff?
Yes.
Yeah. Angry John Lennon letter to Phil Spector.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious.
It sold for, what, 53,000 euros or pounds?
Well, actually, if you convert that to U.S. dollars, 88,000 U.S. dollars for, or 53,000 pounds.
So it's $88,000. Letter written by John Lennon to Phil Spector, and Griffith's called the P letter.
Why is it called letter? That?
The letter, titled A Matter of P, stated that Lennon had been warned by his record label Capitol that he faced being evicted from the studio. Referring to the Who drummer Keith Moon and singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson, Lennon stated, "Should you not know, it was Harry and Keith who pissed on the console."
Oh, just to have been a fly on the wall.
Oh, man.
And that's a perfect example of a letter of a story that should be shared just for the entertainment purposes alone.
Yeah, to hell with the letter. Give me the console.
I've seen beer being put in the console, you know, spilled into the console. I've seen hot chocolate. Never, to the best of my knowledge, have I known anyone who has urinated into the console.
Well, there you go.
You'd have to be really
exactly
drunk or upset with the management to do that. That is very funny. So, Griff, that sold for $88,000.
That's pretty good. Hey, I see your site's changed a lot. Where can I find on the site, where do we find the top items that have sold on eBay?
If you look to the right-hand side, almost, like if you go to our homepage and look to the very right-hand side, you're going to see we're actually tracking top auctions underway right now. So every day we're tracking the top 25 auctions
on eBay.
On eBay, in nearly 200 categories, the top 25 auctions today. So,
and underneath its top 25 bizarre eBay items, are those still on there, or are those just things that sold?
Those are things that are still on there right now that are they're underway. So that's probably in the weird...
Really bizarre and weird stuff.
Really bizarre and weird stuff. So those are the top 25 really bizarre, weird items that are selling right now.
Cool. So people are still finding really rare items out there and then putting them up for bid for sale. In your experience, are you seeing any trends either slowing down or speeding up or lack of interest or more interest in particular categories?
You know, it amazes me that probably two to three times a month, a life-changing item is going to be found. I mean, it's almost like somebody wins the lottery two to three times a month just by finding a rare item. If you actually go to the top of our website, and you'll see a link that says treasures, and if you click on that, all we do is track treasure discoveries around the world, like rare items that have been found by people. Either they've been sitting around in their house, they found them at a thrift store, they bought them unknowing of the value, all kinds of items. Like just not too long ago, a scrap dealer actually bought a Fabergé gold egg, and I think he bought it just for the gold value, not knowing that he'd purchased a Fabergé egg.
Wow.
He paid like $13,000 for the gold value, and it ended up that egg was worth $33 million.
Oh, my.
Somebody is not, if they find out, they're not going to be happy.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Griff,
yeah.
You can buy a vintage police jail prison canvas straitjacket.
Oh, just what I've been looking
for. High bid is $92. There's 11 bids on it right now.
Is it my size, though?
Now, you got to ask.
Well, they're adjustable,
you gotta
though, right?
You got to ask yourself, who's bidding on a straitjacket?
No, you
certainly
don't.
Not the person who needs it.
Think about, but lots of people who know people who could use it.
That's true.
That's why I'm bidding on it now, because, hey, let me ask, I wonder if this straitjacket, will it fit a small sort of chopped liver size woman? Look at this one. This is a great one. It's not that the price is high. It's $25,000 value for a $10 painting found in a thrift store. And so many of our listeners go to thrift stores. This was in South Bend, Indiana. Sorry, it was last April. You gotta keep your eye out for stuff. I wonder if I would have passed this painting by, since I have such particular taste. But anyway, there's lots of cool stuff. I love this. This is really nice that you've grouped that all together.
And you know it's fun, too.
And it's not
useful,
necessarily
it's
stuff.
Fun.
It's some of this may have sold on eBay, but most of this is treasures that are found. And this is the stuff you got to keep your eye out for.
$20,000 Marvin Gaye passport found in a 50-cent record.
A Marvin Gaye passport?
Somebody bought a record for 50 cents and an estate sale. And the passport has been valued at $20,000.
Well, ain't that peculiar?
Very good.
Yeah. And that's a story we found in Antiques Roadshow. So we're tracking them from all kinds of sources.
Oh, you remember that Singing in the Rain suit?
Which one?
I think Gene Kelly wore it. Remember, he had the umbrella?
Yeah, and the hat.
Okay, and the hat and all that.
Yeah.
Dallas, Texas. A retired postal worker paid $10 at an MGM sale for the suit Gene Kelly wore in Singing in the Rain, and the suit sold at auction for $106,000.
When did he... when was that auction?
Long
1970.
Time ago, yeah.
Yeah, 1970. Yeah. I remember that auction.
Do you?
Yes, I remember. It was in the news. I remember that. Well, there's lots of stuff here.
Yeah, that was a pretty big news story. Mm-hmm.
So it's funny, because every time I visit your site, I feel a strange mix of excitement and poverty. Look at all these wonderful things that I don't own.
So right now on eBay, let's look at showbiz items, my favorite.
Showbiz
items that are right now for sale right now on eBay. Beatles outstanding 1963 publicity photo card signed by all four Beatles. 24 bids right now, high bid of $10,000.
$10,000. Beetles are one of the hottest items out there, and they have been for a long time. Well, basically, as you can tell from the letter we were talking about earlier, right?
Again, we're on the site whatsellsbest.com. And you really have to, you know, take a little while and look it over and have some fun with it. Make yourself some hot tea and look through this site, because you're going to find some fascinating things that can probably help your business. Here's a Beatles Very Rare Original U.S. Something New album signed by John Lennon.
Oh,
36 bids. High bid of $2,225 right now. A guitar from Eric Clapton, you know, the guitar genius. High bid of $1,000. Griff, that's something you could afford.
What is it?
It is Eric Clapton's autographed black.
Yeah, what was the price? I got that. What was the price?
$1,000 so
far. Oh, it's going to bring
more
than that.
$1,000.
It's going to bring more than that.
Yeah, there's still 6 hours left, so you never know about that last-minute surge.
Yeah, there'll be a last-minute surge. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
James, it's always a pleasure having you on. It's just so much fun to talk about all these things with you. And you must love your job.
I absolutely love it.
WhatSellsBest.com. James, thank you.
This segment was sponsored by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Coming up next, regular eBay mobile update. You're listening to eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.